We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, now listen, we're not even really doing an intro right now because I want to talk about
it's not even doing it yet. The bar hasn't started growing. I don't know why. Oh, it started. Let's go.
Oh, wow. Okay. So anyway, guys, we're not really doing an intro on this one, but what's up? Hey, up. You want to explain to them what we were talking about before we went live?
Am I allowed to use government?
Yeah. I mean, Caucasaurus? You're talking to...
about... You told me to tell the story of what I was saying before. Are you sure?
I might have to rethink that one, guys. Anyway, so what's going on, guys? We hope y'all are having a... We apologize for being a little bit late on the episode. K-Dub, social bar was crashed out today, and...
He worked until midnight. It's 12:30.
Hey, man.
It's been 30 minutes since he clocked the fuck out. It's not my fault.
Hey, man, I was gonna create a few reasons, okay?
He bleeded with me. I took like a 20-minute nap on top of the cat, all while he was still clocked in at 11.
Hey man, I'm a grinder and I'm trying to get that money.
It'd be like that.
It's also my first time eating today, so
Yeah, bro has a plate of pizza rolls in front of him. He's just smacking.
Alright, listen, y'all go work a 15-hour shift and don't eat nothing but drinking coffee and caffeine.
Man. He could have ate. He just chose not to. He didn't take either of his lunches or one of his breaks. Two of his breaks.
That's locked in getting paid, big dog. Not money. Well, I'm trying.
Your lunches are paid.
My lunches aren't. My breaks are.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't you just take another break?
Time I was going to take a break, I had a lady that was on the phone for 3 hours with me.
Yeah, she did call you back 8 times.
Yeah, literally 8 times, guys. For those of you that don't know, I'm an insurance agent in my daily life.
It's also like a teacher. So his role is like just everywhere.
I do a lot of different things going in.
I just ripped the fuck out of that dab. I can't breathe.
That's something else I wanted to manage, guys. We're actually testing out this one right here. It has a diamond and dab mix in it. And we got a 5 grand filling on. It's not bad. I'm enjoying it.
The aftertaste is strange.
Definitely is. But it's a sativa. I definitely feel the head on it. Not right now. I've only tagged it once today. Twice. I tagged it twice.
I think I've tagged it like 4 times now. 5 times now, maybe. I did once before I went to Walmart. And then... 4 times. I've been sitting in here again.
No, I haven't got to. Now, we do have, like, a few things, guys, we're gonna be trying to touch on today. Oh, man. I said that and stopped heating. My bad. as y'all can't tell.
Extra chromy homie.
Ain't no way you call me the extra chromy homie.
Just for this, like, 5 second interval. Outside of that 5 second interval,
hey, you're chilling. Hey, man.
Hey, don't you dare.
Why?
I just see the way you're looking at me, dog. I can just see this taking the stupidest turn possible. Man, now I can't even remember what I was talking
about. Don't worry,
I
was about to call you the Twin Tower Tip Touchers.
Wow. What the fuck? What the fuck were we talking about right before the podcast started? I remember it being funny, but I for some reason can't remember the word that I said that was funny. Oh, cock connoisseurs?
Yeah, cock connoisseurs.
I called two friends of ours cock connoisseurs.
I ain't never heard nothing like that.
One of them got a bonus clip named after them.
Dime. Nah, but he just locked in.
Oh shit, she locked in with me too. What you doing?
Open his up. I just can't get my fingers sore.
That was a great burp. Okay. Maybe I can't either.
Now,
did you see what just happened to me?
No.
It fell off!
Like, your dick fell off?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I was about to say, why are you rubbing your dick on my can for? It's kind of small.
Yeah, I'm just... Ruin my fucking day.
But no, we do we have a few things lined up, nothing crazy. A lot of it's gonna be just kind of relaxing, to be honest with you. I didn't feel like doing a whole lot. K-Dub didn't feel like doing a whole lot. He says he didn't, but off camera he literally said his social battery was down. Don't let him try to cover it up. But I want to talk on Fragpunk a little. It's a game that we recently got to play a little bit on. I'm a little dookie at it.
I'm not better either. We're both just bad at it. We're just overwhelmingly bad at it. It wasn't a situation where he was bad and I was better. No, we're just bad.
Hold on. I also was trying to play Claw and I don't play Claw.
I'm better on keyboard and mouse than I am controller, and I've played controller for like 13 years. So, I'm just bad.
I mean, I think if I got some practice, more practice runs in, I think it'd be a great game.
I think... It would probably just feel like COD to me after so many games, but...
Oh, definitely. It definitely would start to feel like COD, but it kind of has like an Apex vibe to it, as I said, I think. But I maybe think that's more the animation style.
Yeah, and maybe like the hero-like thing, too.
Definitely. Because I noticed that like the heroes have special abilities.
Yeah,
and that's kind of like Apex as well.
Yeah. It's hero shooters are becoming like more and more popular nowadays because your atypical arcade shooter or realistic shooter has been done by 70 different game studios on 8 different engines for the last 16 years.
Why do you think Call of Duty ran out of ideas?
Bring the jetpacks back.
What do you mean?
Black Ops 3 was a Call of Duty year that I had a, like, 6 KD on. That was a great year.
You want to go back to Black Ops 3?
I will play Jetpack Gods.
I have... I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't play a lot of the Black Ops 3. Now, I had it on Xbox, but I was like... not really crazy into it. I don't know if maybe it was at the time I was just more involved in sports. So I was kind of busy with outside life while it was going on. But
around Black Ops 3 is whenever I think I was injured for a season. That's why I played it a lot. And then World War 2 is when Fortnite came out. I just didn't play it at all. And then high school ended. There was nothing notable after that. Like Black Ops 4 came out, I think.
No, all the Black Ops since have been mid.
Cold War was alright.
Cold War's okay, but, like, no offense, I don't think it,
it doesn't capture, it doesn't capture the Black Ops title, but it was still alright.
No, I know we've ran a little bit on the servers. I still like the gameplay. Not bad. I wish I was a little bit better at it than I am. But I never really, like, locked in besides a few times trying to learn with you. And then I became decent, and then that's it.
I got good at games, mostly because while I was athletic, a lot of, like, my friends, they would play sports, but, like, we didn't always go and play sports. We always had video games. It was always an option for everybody. So I just, like, always had to do it, or always only had it to do. So it just became, like, a second nature almost.
Now, we talked a little bit about possibly trying to get, like a VR headset or something. I would like to try to play a few VR shooter games.
You'd probably just be watching me boxing, bro. You'd be sitting there working, and you'd look to your left and watch me getting rocked in bar fight. You're gonna be like, what the fuck's happening to you? I'm gonna be like, they hit me with a fucking bottle! Start crashing out.
Let me get my speed bag, get a few warm-ups in. I'm gonna go into the bar fight, and you're gonna see...
You can, like, actually, like, grab people by their face and use them as weapons.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Yeah.
Let me find out. Bro, can I take somebody's head off?
I don't know if there's, like, if you're allowed to, like, critically injure anybody.
Oh, I was about to say, bro, I'm taking somebody's head off. And
I know you can break a bottle and, like, fucking yam it.
Bro, I'm shivving people. Oh, bro, I'm knocking somebody out, grabbing them, and shivving them up against
you,
the ball.
I would love picking up, like, the fucking pool balls, and I would just wait for someone to approach me and just rock them with pool balls.
You go for them.
That's crazy. You're a fucking bitch.
I'm not gonna lie, this pipeline punch is smacking.
It is also midnight, and he's drinking another energy drink. I'm holding a Red Bull, so I'm being a hypocrite by calling him out. But yes. I don't have any priorities. He has to be up at 8 a.m.
Exactly. And I'm gonna wake up like I did this morning.
Maybe eat
coffee. Coffee's enough.
That.
If you eat on top of coffee makes you shit. You don't want to have more in you.
Coffee isn't that bad on me. It's not the greatest on me, but it's not that bad.
But this morning I drank a whole pot by myself after the concentrated batch.
Bro was thirsty.
I didn't want to work this morning. I said,
so
it's either I'm going to drink this coffee or I'm going to kill myself. And I said,
your strategy was overdose on caffeine. Got it.
I did. And,
you and know, he's still running the gauntlet to the second.
We'll worry about it tomorrow when I do the same thing again.
It's hour 15.
Listen.
He hasn't even finished his pizza roll somehow.
Dude, this is going to happen the entire day. I hope y'all are prepared.
At some point, he'll start ordering food. Don't let him lie to you.
Fine. It's only when I get the munchies, bro. I don't be... Nah, he's...
Like, we gonna be sitting here. It might not be tomorrow. It might not be the next day. But we gonna be sitting here.
Now you told me. I'm not gonna purposely try to avoid it.
He said, I'm gonna starve myself.
But you make it sound so awful. I'm not
because that's what you said, dog. You just said it real blanketed.
That's not what I meant. You just
that's what you said.
Took it wrong.
Nah, I just added extra context.
About condoms?
I said context. Are you
context?
That's context.
I heard you the first time. I just wanted to hear you say it a few times. Thought it was funny.
Condos.
I condos. I actually, dude, I want to own a condo. In Tennessee, so that way on my free time I can go do whatever I want at it, have a nice little vacation, you know, and then while I'm gone rent it out the rest of the year.
I used to have a lot of future plans, and
well, suck it up, we're getting you some future plans.
Then a lot of things happened.
Yeah, and
I lost a lot of my plans.
That sucks. You're still gonna have plans. Deal with it. No offense, you got that torch too close to your dong. I'd be terrified.
The torch is running out of fuel, so care. I'm not really scared of it at the moment.
I don't let that torch get near me. Like that.
We already kinda need
burn your wiener. You know how bad that would be? Smack the butane off the mic. Don't act like that didn't happen.
My hair was in my mouth, and I was trying to smack it out of my mouth.
Instead, he backhands his mic
with a butane can. We need to go, like, you remember that vape store we went to? We need to go buy that big-ass can of butane.
It's the torch using it, bro.
No, it's the fact that, like, it sprays out of the sides here still. Like, down here.
No, it sprays back.
I felt earlier I was holding it right here, and it was just gouging my fingers with it.
There's no reason.
I don't know why it is, but you see the little gap? Like, in between the metals?
Yeah, that's there, but it's because there's, a spring-loaded system inside of it.
Yeah, well, it's getting past the spring for some reason. Look, I have my finger here. My finger is soaked.
Yeah, because it splashes off.
Well, I was also watching it come out of the side. I was, like, holding it here. I almost dusted my eyes.
No offense, I don't trust your... You couldn't even put it in the demo.
I was holding it above my line of sight that time.
Nah, bro. I look over. You missed the whole six. I can't. Y'all don't know. We just had some audio issues. We already fixed it.
Is it even fucking recording?
Oh. No, it's recording, big dog.
I did it just now. Does that mean there's audio recorded behind the first track? We'll look at it after.
Man. Okay, we'll move. We'll buff it. We'll fix it for you. Anyway.
Unless we're just stupid and it was recording the whole time. We'll see.
Yeah, well, I mean, you never know. Anyway, I blame it on K-Dub.
Wow.
Hey, listen.
He clicked record this time.
No, I did. I clicked record because you said, click record when you're ready.
There's no cameras.
I have a photographic memory.
How many times did you eat yesterday? It shouldn't take long to think, photograph boy. He's counting in his head.
Four.
What were your four times?
The first one I had was waffles.
Bitch! I think I remember that.
The second one I had was pizza bites. Bitch! The third one I had was pasta.
That would add up.
Bitch! The last one I had... Was a fucking, what was that fucking thing? It was a snack. I knew it was a snack.
No, we ordered the pizza thingies last night.
Was that? Oh, I had the wrong day. Wrong day. I didn't even know yesterday existed then. I forgot all about pizza day. Guys, apparently I missed a whole day of my life. I forgot about it.
Because we bonus episode last night.
That was Milky Kid. That was Milky Kid. I'm not gonna lie. That looked milky.
It kind of hurt.
It is. I'm kind of tagging a little baby. It's off the left or right.
That my body wouldn't accept. Because I tried.
He said, hey, I put in the work. It just didn't work out. But no. I know we haven't had an actual topic for this episode, so once again.
Oh, I forgot that we had no topic. We talked about frag punk for a second.
Yeah. We had a topic. We had more listed. I'm going to be honest with you.
Sparking Zero.
Yeah. We also had Sparking Zero we're going to talk about. Because we've actually played through it a little bit. We can beat all of Gohan's story.
And Goku's. I've started Vegeta's, and he started Goku Black's.
Yeah. And we've already unlocked, I believe, all of paths that there are to take.
For Goku and Gohan, yeah.
For Goku and Gohan. So, completely 100% beat those ones. We're hoping to get through all of them. Give y'all a little bit of an update.
And I'm sure more will probably come out as they release characters throughout the year.
Yeah.
Because, like, they haven't introduced a lot of key characters to the game or, like, key forms to the game. So.
But, oh, yeah. Like, because just like Xeno, I'm sure they're going to have some DLCs come in.
Oh, for sure. Like, Daima. A lot of Daima characters don't have forms yet. So we'll have, like, a small Vegeta. Probably. I don't know who else
imagine
is going to be
Daima.
Imagine
if they go blue. Imagine if.
If they somehow start going Super Saiyan as small, that'd be cool. But I for some reason, just don't think it'll happen.
They probably won't. He's just going to. Goku's gonna end up using a stick, go gadget extend, flopping on him, like his name's Tyrone, and kind of his own scene. But I do have a little bit of an update on the gameplay for Sparking Zero.
He's getting better at it.
Yes, I am. Because
you can only get your ass kicked so many times before it just pisses you off to no end.
Yeah, he no, K Dub's a witness. Every game I've played so far, I've hopped on. Even from the beginning, most of them I've hopped on one match. So, like, I'm getting a lot better at playing the game. I believe, no offense, I easily cheese them most of the time. I get a rhythm and just kind of cheese.
Yeah, the AI definitely have tactics that you can use to cheese them. Like, if you're standing behind a wall, they won't block or dodge ki blasts at all. Or if they're stunned in any way, almost always you'll win your ult struggle.
Yep.
So it's just...
Another thing, guys, if you actually are playing yourself and you're trying to get some extra damage, when you fully power up, make sure you used one of your more medium powers first before you use your ult.
You could also just... smack a fat combo, because when you're in Sparking, you can infinite combo.
Yeah, no. And while you're also in Sparking, your damage is increased while you're hitting them.
Yeah.
So I think that's another thing. But yeah, if you can rough them up and then give them the good old big load, you know what I mean?
It's cool. Damn straight, brother.
Vegeta is now no longer an issue for me. I just have a hate passion. Anytime he comes on screen, I kill him. Murder.
Yeah.
I don't allow him or his grade 8 form to ever touch me. K-Dub was a witness. One person got me caught in a combo, and I ended their life on the Sparking Zero.
Yeah.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
I did see that.
I was just fed up.
Could not. Every right to be.
Because when they got me in my combo, like in their attack combo on me, it just wouldn't let me out. And I would spam and spam and spam. And I think we eventually said that maybe there might be some type of mechanic that penalizes you for bad timings. Maybe
Why.
Is that confirmed?
Everything in the game is timing based. Every fucking thing. Everything. Every dodge. Every move.
I know
every
the dodges
counter.
Are for sure. Dodges and counters are the grabs. But
everything.
I didn't know that. Didn't know that it would be a mechanic.
Yeah, me either. I was getting my ass whooped for a while.
No, I watch as you come.
I would progressively get angry and angrier at the game as the day would go on, to a point where I would just stare at the screen with the controller sitting in front of me.
That's
not
normally
playing
how
it.
I ended up playing.
Yeah, he would look at me and be like, I'm gonna play now. I got this. And then he did. He would beat it in like 1 to 2 tries. Like, I was doing one of the Goku missions. It was Goku in his first form of God fighting Beerus. I lost it 6 fucking times in a row. Okay. It was his, like, first time playing the story mode, and he beat it his second try. The first time, he didn't remember how to charge his fucking ki, and that's why he lost.
Listen, I still, like, if I don't, like, if I haven't already played around, the first few seconds I have to get the buttons, I don't know why. My brain just does not want to use them. Because I am so used to Xenoverse. It's bad. I just need to forget Xenoverse exists.
I like Xenoverse.
I'm deleting them back in my head right now so I can try to play more Spartan Pro.
I hope that they, like, get a third game for it, but right now it just wouldn't make a whole lot of sense.
Nah, especially with Spartan coming out, man. It's too close. It'd ruin the sparking. Because if people would either choose one or the other, and one game would get neglected. And I just don't think that's fair.
Oh, Bronny James scored a bucket tonight against the Warriors.
Don't you dare come in here and say he scored a bucket. And act
that's
like
it.
It's a milestone.
It's his first bucket of the preseason. Pretty sure it's his first bucket of the preseason. Actually, no. I think he might have made one other. This might be his second bucket of the preseason. He was 2 points, 1 rebound, 1 block tonight.
Oh, man.
Yep, nope. This was his second time scoring. He scored in his very first game. He was 2 points, 1 rebound, 3 blocks in his first game. 0 points second game. 0 points third game. 2 points, 1 rebound, 1 block in his fourth game.
Aw, oh, man. Hey, he actually has a few blocks now. That's pretty crazy for a guard, though. I ain't gonna lie. Defensively, that's nice.
Anthony Davis had 24 points, 12 rebounds, 71% from field goal.
Don't get hurt in the preseason, AD. If you get hurt in the preseason, I hope Diddy evades his charges and shows up at your house with a truckload.
Sabonis was on meth tonight. Sabonis was on meth tonight.
Oh, like, just like, he out in the open smoking.
He had 29 points, 16 rebounds, 8 assists, and 2 steals.
Wait, what?
He had 29 points, 16 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals.
Bro, it's a preseason game, it's a bonus. We understand you're one of the middest centers of all time. Look, bro, you're not a bad player. Do not try hard in the preseason and then have a flop team. The real season. You can't do it, man. That's not. That's fucked. You're gonna hype up the crowd for disappointment.
Bam had 20 points, 3 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 assists, 2 blocks, 2 3-points made.
I like
in 23 minutes.
not gonna lie. I like Bam. I think Bam.
If who the could... fuck is Grady Dick, and why did he have 27 points tonight? Huh? There's a kid named Grady Dick. He's on the Raptors.
He's
27 points and 6 rebounds.
Grady Dick. I think it's the same guy that did the jersey swap with the last name.
I know who he is. Never mind. Yeah, Black Dick.
Yeah. Because they did the jersey swap. It was crazy. I was like, oh.
Yeah, he had 27.6 rebounds tonight.
Yes.
Two steals.
Let's go.
Scotty Barnes had 26.
How tall is he? Dick.
He's a guard.
Guard? Oh, so he's a literal dick, not a big dick.
Scotty Barnes had 26 points, 10 assists, 9 rebounds. I don't know why.
Scotty Barnes.
Jason Tatum, 24 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals.
He just showed off. They said, hey, man, since you became the middest role player in the championship games.
Wembanyama threw a lob to somebody else tonight.
Nice. I mean, he is kind of a playmaker as a big, you know. He does handle their ball. But, I mean, it's going to probably change a little. Nah, I mean, I see it. Wembanyama is kind of like their main ball handler. I think it'll change a little bit having Chris Paul, but not majorly. He'll probably still get the main touches.
I don't like looking at Wembanyama.
Now, we want to bring up Clay's performance. Clay went over. and I'm gonna steal a little bit of a dad joke. I
have to hear it twice.
Yes. I heard from Ashton and Rylan in our little group chat we have. They also are podcasters. Also known as like the two gaming brothers. And they're also a part of like Terrible Gaming. But
I'm gonna commit arson.
It was that bricks are made out of clay, so it's only right for clay to make bricks.
Fuck.
What are you doing over here, bro? Oh, no. Oh, he went milk. Oh, he's going super milk. Yeah. You look like a whore. Your cheeks were puffed open, bro. It looked like you had a whole mouth of jizz. Crazy.
What the fuck?
What?
Oh, no, the type of shit he's talking. I couldn't hear him. I was dying.
Good, I didn't say nothing, I'm just...
Average increased more. It increased by 100.
That's incredible, guys. I like it. Hopefully we keep this going. We're still aiming for at least 5,000 by the end of the month here.
I did not mean to make that snorting noise. My bad. Yeah, because I was just all up in the mic, just letting it go.
That's bad. Never again.
This is one of the most chaotic episodes so far, but I'm...
100%. It's because we're just unhinged at this point. Our brains aren't working.
It's 1:01 a.m. Come and on. I just finished an energy drink. I'm chilling.
Oh, I'm still
and a Reese cup.
Why'd you say it like
that? I don't know.
You knew? Is that what you
said? No, I said I don't know normal. Fuck off.
No, I don't know, man. I think y'all gonna have to let me know about that one.
Caillou.
What the cat? This cut her belly shake on
me. She's over in that blanket somewhere, but I can't see her from where I'm at.
Your ears.
You think if I like lobbed this water bottle over there, I could miss her on purpose?
Her on purpose.
Because I say that, I feel like I'd probably throw it back there and it would land on her fucking head, bro. Like, throw it backwards? Now that I say?
Just throwing it back?
Bro, that's crazy.
Said it. Words? Awesome.
Berries.
Don't lie. watch me while you're about to take your drink.
I wasn't even looking at you when I raised the water bottle. It was still, I was still fucking sitting here trying to like grab it.
Yeah, man, she's there, mate.
Kill yourself.
I didn't even say anything. Get it yourself. But now, guys, we were just kind of still one touch baseline, although we were tired. Kind of exhausted. Now, obviously, now we're not really as high. We're probably like two or just straight up.
There is no sleepy.
There's mental issues with us, but.
That's.
Understatement?
Yeah, that works. All right. Oh, I can see the cat now.
I was gonna make a bad comment. That one. But good touching in with you guys. And we hope y'all continue to listen. My ideas, guys. Feel free to give feedback on. Tune in next time.
God, my fucking eyes itch. Later!
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: social security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.